hasn't time flown, but you've done a very good job. I promise I won't preach for as long as I normally preach. As long as you promise to listen. Okay? So we'll do that. Now, thinking about growing as a Christian. And that made me think about how when our children were born, we always wanted to see how much they grew each year. And so what we did was we found a special place in our garage, and when they were old enough to stand, we would get them to take their shoes off and stand up against the wall, and we would get a ruler and put it across and measure how high they were, put the date and the name of who it was, and then maybe once or twice a year, we'd get them to come back and we would measure, and if they had grown, well then we would put another line, put their name and address, date, so we can see how much they've grown over the year. And we've been able to watch those lines go up and up and up and up. And it's been very exciting. Now, when we moved to Bendigo, which is about 9 years ago, we lost all those lines, so we had to start over again. And so there's not as many lines as what we would have had if we started from the beginning. But last week I thought I'd see how much Josh has grown, because he was probably the youngest when we got here, so we would have seen the most growth with him. So I'm going to get Josh to come out. I'm going to show you how much he's grown since we've been here. Do you know, I got this measuring tape. Do you know that when Josh was born, I've still got that one. Do you know when Josh was born, that's how tall he was? He was very little. He was about 50 centimetres long, they said, but you could say tall as well. And so he's certainly grown a lot since then. But the earliest date we have is when he was 8 years old. So he mustn't have done it for a few years at first, all right? But when he was 8 years old, that's how tall he was. And so he's grown quite a bit since he was born. So that's a good. But he's grown since then. When he was 12, he was this tall. Standing up straight, Josh, when he was 12... that's how tall he was. And so he's certainly grown more. Now, I suspect he's going to grow even more than what he is now. But I was thinking to myself, could you imagine if you were the parents of Goliath? I just so happened to find out, measure, I've got it here, how tall Goliath got to. And I reckon you would need a very tall garage wall to get to Goliath. That's how tall Goliath was compared to Josh. Alright, so you'd have to have a very high garage wall and maybe a step ladder or something to keep measuring him. Now I worked it out, if Josh keeps growing at the rate he has, he will be as tall as Goliath when he's 28 years old, all right, if he keeps growing. But God's made it so that we don't grow that tall these days. You can sit down, Josh, for now. And so he's not going to grow that tall, but he would if he kept growing. So we're able to measure how much we've grown, can't we? And it's very exciting. You should do it. When I looked on the wall, we must have had Claire and Susie visiting one day. I've got Susie and Claire's heights as well from a few years ago. I should have shown you how tall they were back then. But do you know that not only are we meant to grow physically, as Christians we're meant to grow as well. Did you realize that? You're meant to grow as a Christian. But can you measure that? Can you measure how much you've grown? If you could measure it, I wonder, just say you were this tall, this high, you'd grown this much as a Christian when you were born, I wonder if you would be the same and you think, well, I haven't grown at all as a Christian. Or would you be like Goliath? Man, look at how tall he has grown as a Christian. He's a giant as a Christian. Wonder if you would have grown or not. Well, do you know you can grow in three ways as a Christian? You probably can grow in more ways than that, but there are three ways especially you're meant to grow. One way is you're meant to grow in your knowledge of God. And, you know, we can measure that. You see, we're told in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're told we're to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, we have to grow to know Him more and more. And that's what Sunday school is very good at. You get to learn about the Lord Jesus so you can grow in your knowledge. And I've been looking at all the things that you've been learning about this year. How you've learnt that God keeps His promises. How God has a purpose for my life. How God is all powerful and we can trust Him. These are things that we have to grow in our knowledge. You see, a lot of people grow up and they don't know anything about God. And there's so much to learn. And that's one of the good things about Sunday school. You get taught from God's Word things about Him. You see, we need to learn about what He's like, what He likes, what He doesn't like, how powerful He is, how much we can trust Him, and so on. But how do we measure that? How do we measure to see if we've grown in the knowledge of God? Well, it's easy. What you've got to do is think of some things that you've learnt this year that you never knew before. Are there some things that you've learnt in Sunday school that you never knew before? Maybe learning that God has a purpose for your life. Maybe you've never learnt that before. And that's a way you've grown. For all the things that you didn't know last year but you learnt this year, that's like growing in your knowledge. I was thinking to myself, have I grown in the knowledge of God this year? One thing I have learnt, and I didn't probably learn this from Sunday school, but I knew it, but I've grown even more, is how good God is. I've really thought about that this year, and I've just been amazed at how good God is. I've grown in my knowledge of that. In Sunday school, we've learned about how God has plans for the future. And I've learnt some things about what God has planned for us that I didn't realise before. And so I've grown in my knowledge of God's plans. Also, I've learnt that sometimes there seems to be lots of terrible things happening in the world, like there will be in the future. And you can think, wow, the world is crazy, it's out of control. But I've learnt from Sunday school that even though we think it's out of control, it's not out of control for God. He knows exactly what's happening and He has a plan for it. And so I've grown in my knowledge of God. I wonder if you have. But that's only one way. You see, there are other ways we need to grow. Otherwise, growing in our knowledge doesn't mean much. Another way we're meant to grow as a Christian is to grow in our love for God. To grow in our love for God. You know, you can know everything there needs to know about God, but if you don't love Him, it doesn't mean much at all. You have to grow in your love for God. Now, how do we know if we've grown in our love for God? Any smart boys and girls there that might know the answer? How do we know if we've grown in our love for God? Well, let me tell you what Jesus said. He gave us the answer. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, if a man love me, okay, he will keep my words. Jesus said, I know if you love me or not, because if you love me, you will keep my words. So, one way to know if you have grown in your love for the Lord Jesus is, are you keeping His words and doing it even more? For example, is there something last year you knew was wrong But you kept doing it because you liked it. But this year you've stopped doing it because you love the Lord and you don't want to hurt Him. That shows you've grown in your love for Him because you've chosen to obey His words because you love Him. Maybe there was something that you learnt this year that God wants you to be doing and you didn't realize it before. And so you started doing it. Well, then that shows that you have been growing in your love for the Lord. What happens if there were things that you wouldn't do last year because you knew God hated it, but now you have started doing it? Does that mean you've grown in your love for the Lord? No, maybe you've even shrunk and you don't love Him as much. But that's how we can measure if we have grown in our love for the Lord, and that is, do we keep His word? And when we learn something new that He wants us to be doing, do we change and do it as well? We need to be growing in our love for Him. But there's one other thing as well. And it's from the verse that I read at the beginning where it says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We are to grow more like the Lord Jesus. You see, growing in grace means to grow in that work that Jesus does in our heart so that we become more and more like Him. To grow as a Christian also means that as we learn about Him and we love Him and do what He wants, we start to act like Him. That's what it means to grow in grace or to grow more like Jesus. And this is one that is hard to measure by yourself. It's hard to know if you've really grown more like the Lord Jesus. And that's where you need the help of others. You know, like Josh, he couldn't sort of get up against the wall and measure, and it's very hard to see if he's grown, and so he needs me to help him. And I can measure it and say, yep, mate, you've grown this year. All right. Sometimes we need the help of others to look at us and say, yes, you've really grown more like the Lord Jesus. Now, we have a measuring stick because it says in Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit, that is, proof that God's Spirit is in us and changing us, is this: love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, patience, meekness, temperance. You see, Jesus is perfect in all of these ways. Perfect. And what we need to do is, if we want to grow more like the Lord Jesus, we have to grow in our love for others so that we grow more and more like the Lord Jesus in our love for others. Grow like the Lord Jesus in patience with one another and temperance, that is self-control. And most of the time, others will see it before us. Boys and girls, I wonder if I got your mum or dad out and say, how much like Jesus was your child at the beginning of the year? Would they say, about that, I reckon. Yeah, they were about that much like Jesus. And if I said, and what are they like now? Would they say, well, they're probably about that much like Jesus now, because they are so much more caring and patient and kind and loving. Would they say that you've changed? Or would you say that you've stayed the same? Or the opposite, mums and dads, if I got your children to come out and say, what were your mum and dad like at the beginning of the year? They might say, oh, they're about like that, like Jesus. If I said, well, what are they like now? Looking at how you've acted at home, would they say, oh, they're so much more loving. They're so much like Jesus in that way. They're so much more patient. They don't get anywhere near as angry. Or are they saying, well, I don't think I've seen them change at all. You see, we need to be growing in our love for the Lord Jesus and also to become more like Him. You know, do you know how I looked at the last measurement that we made of Josh, and it was on the 24th of January this year. And I thought, I wonder how much he's grown. Josh, come back out here. I'll show you how much he's grown this year in his body, all right? Not so much spiritually. You think he's grown? How much do you think he's grown? Well, I'll show you what he was last on the 24th. He was exactly the same. Can you believe that? He has not grown at all this year. I was surprised. I was thinking, a couple of inches. He did all his growing between 12 and 13, but nothing between 13 and 14. He hasn't grown at all, even though he's maybe kidded us. He's fooled us into thinking he's grown in some way, but he hasn't grown at all. Maybe that's the same with you. Maybe people thought you've grown as a Christian, but you haven't grown at all. You know, you've come to Sunday school week after week and you listen. Maybe you've grown in your knowledge, but that hasn't changed the way you love God or haven't made you any more like the Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes I do know, even when we're growing in our bodies, you eat and eat and eat, but you don't grow much. And then you have a big growth spurt. Boom! Look at them. They're so much taller. Sometimes that happens as Christians. We keep eating and eating and eating. Nothing seems to change. And then all of a sudden we grow as a Christian for some reason. And that's good when that happens. But you know, there's one sure way I can make sure that Josh doesn't grow anymore. Think you know what it is, Susanna? How could I stop Josh from growing? No idea. What about you, Chelsea? How can I stop Josh from growing? Yes. By what?
Fighting with him.
Well, that might stop him from growing as a Christian. What about growing in his body? How could I stop him from growing? Any ideas? Tilly? Don't give him so much food. Maybe don't give him any food. I'm pretty sure that if I didn't let him eat anymore, he would not grow. He would probably shrink and die. In fact, he will. All right? So that's one sure way to stop him from growing taller. I think he's going to grow taller yet, and we're going to just keep feeding him and see what happens, all right? But if you haven't grown as a Christian this year, as a boy or girl or as an adult, maybe it's because you haven't been eating much of God's Word. We're told that God's Word is like bread, milk, meat. Funny, it never mentions God's Word as being like vegetables. Does that mean you don't have to eat vegetables? Maybe that's what God was meaning. But we have to eat milk, bread and meat, all right? Because that's like God's Word. Boys and girls, you can tell that to your mum and dad. See what they say next time they want you to eat vegetables. I'm only eating what God's Word wants me to eat. Milk, bread and meat. But it doesn't talk about God's Word as being lollies either. Oh, it does say the honeycomb. So crunchies are all right. All right, honeycombs. Anyway, I'm getting off the subject. What was I saying? What I was saying was, if you haven't grown, maybe you haven't been eating God's Word. But one thing I do know, boys and girls, is if we want to keep growing, we need to eat God's Word, and that's why it's so important to come to Sunday school, to learn about Him, so we grow in our love for Him and grow to be more like Him. That's why we need to be coming to church. We need to be getting to Bible studies and reading our Bibles at home so we can grow. So, I hope not just for you younger ones, we'll see how you're so little this year and you've grown so tall next year, not just in your body, but spiritually as well, because that's very important.